Paul Montgomery has a startup called Ten Finger in Melbourne. He keeps saying, when can I come on the show? When can I come on the show? So I'm Skyping him now. Ringing. If you don't answer this Skype call, Paul, then, you know, you get one shot.
Never be on the show.
That's it. You get one shot.
Oh, hello.
G'day, Paul.
Yeah.
Paul?
I need to get my headset out.
Learn to use Skype, Paul.
You've got to be prepared. Back to the early days of G'day
World. Hello. Hello.
Paul Montgomery, you're on G'day World.
Sorry. I just had to go get my headset, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, say g'day to Richard Giles.
Hello, Richard Giles.
G'day, Paul.
Tell us all about Ten Finger in 30 words or less, Paul. You've got 30 seconds. Your time starts now.
It's a website designed to really tick off Cameron Riley.
25 seconds left. You better use it smartly.
Okay. Seriously, it's a human search engine. It's supposed to be a place where if you're a fan of someone, then you go there and you share your fandom with other fans. Yeah, that's the 10-second pitch. I even came in early.
Wow, you got 5 seconds.
And why is it named Ten Finger?
Finger or something like that.
There's a couple of reasons. First of all, it's a conglomeration of two old Unix apps, Ten being an old Usenet newsreader, and of course Finger, which is the main bit of it, which is an application where you'd learn all about a particular person. So all of their network information and whatever other information that they choose to make public. So that was the that's I suppose one of the puns behind it, but also the fact that our mascot is a robot, and a lot of the content is gathered by robots. But also the fact that the finger is that there is certainly a human finger on the pulse of the content. So it's a confluence of the robotic and the human.
And people have to answer.
That was the most pathetic explanation for the name I've ever heard, Paul. You've got to get back to the drawing board on that one, mate.
You've
called me out of the blue after I've pleaded with you.
I could be a venture capitalist with $1 billion waiting to invest, mate. You get one shot at an elevator pitch. If you're not prepared,
well,
you've got
to be
a Boy Scout, man.
Now that you say that, I actually did the first of these yesterday, so I have...
Well, there you go. You should be practiced, man. You should be prepared. You're investing.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
All right, so when are you going to launch, man?
I keep telling you,
you could come on the show when you actually had something to fucking show me outside of a PowerPoint deck.
We should have really launched about a week ago, but I've been dragging my feet partly because I've had the flu, and you can probably hear that now in my voice.
Oh, you don't want to launch a website when you got the flu.
Well, you know, there's still code to be done, and I haven't felt like doing anything, you know, remotely coding related. Just sort of felt like sitting in my bed and reading William Gibson to make me feel better.
Oh, what are you reading?
I've just finished rereading the Bridge trilogy, which I think, especially the second book of that, which is Itaru, is probably the most...
Oh, Itaru! I read Itaru. That years ago. Yes, that was a great book. I love that bit in the opening scene where he's flying into Tokyo. Yeah. And he can see the skyscrapers rippling and realizes they're nanobots doing constant repair and revamping because of the earthquakes. The nanobots are just completely just swarming over this thing doing molecular level repair. And I went, yeah, that's cool shit, man.
That's right. So the premise of that novel is that the Itaru of the title is a software construct, which is a new kind of
rock star.
Pop star.
Yeah, pop star, yeah. All right, Paul, that's all you got time for, mate.
Oh, is that it?
Sure, yeah, that's it, mate. Got other people to talk to. You know, I just thought I'd, you know, just...
Drop in.
Yeah, drop in. Say good day.
So can I come back when I've got something to show?
When you've got something to show, you're allowed to come back on, man.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Thank you, Paul. Give people the URL. Tinfinger.com.
www.tinfinger.com.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Okay, see you.
Bye, Paul.
See ya.
All right, got rid of Paul.
I'm glad I'm on the show.